on 6PR Breakfast. Sport with Brad Hogg.
Thanks to Golden Ponds Bar, Restaurant and Function Centre. goldenponds.com.au.
Brad Hogg to join us in just a moment. Millsy, will there be any changes for the Perth Test match?
I don't think so. Why would you change a winning combination? They're going all right, unless the bowlers need a rest. But Mitchell Starc has hit form. Oh, look, Cummings is in good form. What do? You just keep bowling them, don't you? And well, you wouldn't take Warner off.
So with that short, long boundary or the straight boundary, David Warner in the form that he's in, he could go cocoa bananas, or is it a much different proposition against New Zealand?
Well, different altogether. I've been watching a lot of their play. They're going to be formidable opponents.
We need better opponents, don't we?
Well, they're going to be better than the Pakistanis. Brad, you would agree with that, wouldn't you, New Zealand?
Yeah, definitely. If you look at it, they've got Tom Latham, Watling, Williamson and Taylor, all better run scorers than the Australians this year, apart from Steve Smith. So that's a positive. The only big miss for New Zealand at the moment is if Trent Bolt is not fit. If he's not fit for the first test match, that's big problems, because him and Wagner are probably two of the bowlers that are really going to trouble the Australians over here. But I still think the pace of Australia will be too much for New Zealand.
They won't change their 11, will they, the Aussies?
No, they definitely won't change their 11. But if you look at the whole scenario of world cricket at the moment, Australia have got the four quickest bowlers, if you count Patterson. They average around about 140 k's an hour with their full-pronged pace attack. The closest is India with 136. If you look at those two teams, they're dominating world cricket at the moment.
Yeah.
All the other teams are bowling around 130. So that's why Pakistan, New Zealand, all the touring teams have trouble playing here in Australia against the quicker, bouncier wickets.
Nathan Lyon's being criticised, and he comes out and gets Pfeiffer, and then they're saying we're looking for a second spinner. Who would that be, Hoggy?
Brad Hogg.
For me, I'd like to say Stephen O'Keefe. I really like the way that he's just trundled away over the years, but Mitchell Swepson, the way that he's bowled this year, I wouldn't mind giving him a go in Sydney. They've toured him a couple of times overseas. I just think he's worked hard out his game and he's starting to shine right now, so it could be the right time to pick a leg spinner.
Now, Hoggy, tell us about that short, straight boundary at Optus Stadium. You've spoken to a lot of guys that have played there. You've commentated there. We've had the test match there last summer. Do the batsmen's eyes light up coming to Perth now?
Definitely. It's really not too much difference to what the Wacker is.
Oh, really?
If you hit to the... Okay. Yeah, no, it's not really. And as a bowler, you just got to make sure you just bowl a little shorter and make it a little more difficult for the batsman to play straight down the ground. But Australia, with the pink ball, if it's swinging, they'll still invite the New Zealand batsman to attack that short boundary, and hopefully there's a little bit of swing. The extra pace will get that edge. So, yes, it is inviting, but you've got to remember that the pace of that wicket is probably out off the stadium. It's quicker than any wicket around the world, so it's hard for the batsmen to adjust, and it's hard for the batsmen to attack early on those fuller deliveries. So Australia have got the advantage.
The boys are playing well in the Shield at the moment. They had a good win. The girls playing the Big Bash final this weekend. Can they go all the way?
Yes, definitely. The girls can always go all the way. I think it's just great that where women's cricket's going. I think it's really great that they have separated themselves from the men's Big Bash over Christmas, and that they're doing it themselves, and they've been very entertaining. Yeah. And a lot of people are probably watching it more than the men's test cricket. So well done to the girls.
Great the coverage they're getting as well. We wish them all the best.